Well, the screen is covered in red once again this morning. This is Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. Corn futures down about 3 cents right now. Soybean futures are trading a penny lower as well. World equity markets are mostly higher this morning. However, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 57 points to start the day. European markets are trading higher, and Asian markets are mixed. Japan's Nikkei is up about a tenth of a percent, but China's Shanghai Composite is down almost 2% here on the overnight. We looked at traders are anticipating, well, the Federal Reserve meeting notes, which will be coming out after the meetings today and tomorrow. There's a possibility of a rate cut on the table for March. There's no major economic reports to yesterday, but today we'll see the Case-Shiller Home Price Index in addition to the job openings and consumer confidence. There are no major ag reports that are coming out here today. That will, of course, probably keep things a little quieter and keep the markets focusing on the general economic activity. On the livestock side, cattle traders did not have much direction yesterday. There was no interest in the cash market, and boxed beef prices were not providing any support. Boxed beef was mixed on the midday report and closed the day lower, with choice down $1.11 and select down 31 cents at the end. Fundamentally, the market seems to be supported, but some traders took profits and hedgers sold at the higher prices. Slaughter's back on track, with packers seeming to be light on supplies. This may make them more aggressive in procuring cattle this week. The biannual cattle inventory report is also coming out tomorrow. We'll look at the numbers next. Welcome to January and the beginning of the new year. While we don't know for sure what 2024 will bring, we always need to do our best to be prepared. The same holds true when you're traveling in winter conditions. Make sure you're always aware of the weather forecast, as winter weather can change in the blink of an eye and vary greatly between regions. And be certain of what conditions you may face throughout your route. You can always check conditions across the state by calling 511 on your phone or downloading the 511 app. This message on winter driving safety is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. March corn down 3.5 at 436 and 3/4. Soybeans down a half cent now at 1193 and 3/4. Soy meal rebounding up $1.50 now at 355.80. Soy oil down 42 cents. That's at 45.13. Chicago wheat down 8.25 at 585 and a quarter. Kansas wheat down 6 at 612 and a quarter. Minneapolis spring wheat down 3 cents at 690 and a quarter. Oats are down a penny at 364 and a quarter. And that's been a check of the overnight trade here on Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman.